This woman that gave me that little dog that called Yellow Gal, she had a boy by the name of Wes, and he hunted with us a lot. And Papa loaned him his automatic shotgun, and we were burning off some sage fields to shoot rabbits, and the fire would run them out, and we'd shoot them as they're running, you know. And Wes got excited and saw a rabbit coming, and he didn't raise the gun up. He just pulled the trigger, and he had it on his foot, and he shot four of his toes off.
Oh, no.
Well, we were about 6 miles from home, and down to old man Goza's pasture burning that sage.
That was a genuine dum-dum.
It was. And country boy, you know, and he'd never used an automatic. He'd been used to that old gun where you britched it back and pulled the trigger. He's standing there with that trigger down there and the safety off. He just ripped the thing and more off it went.
Huh? Black and white.
He was black. And, yeah. And we bound him up and put a tourniquet on his arm, leg to keep him from bleeding to death. Yeah. Yeah, on his leg. And got him back home as quick as we could. And I watched Papa take those mangled, shot toes off and just left his big toe. He was able to save the big toe. But that boy got along fine, because he always had a limp. Because, you know, you can't imagine until you lose your toes how important. Oh, yes, that toenail clippers was a great saver. But things like that were happening all the time. But, you know, every now and then I'd get sick and I couldn't stand it. And I'd have to go out and get some fresh air. But when I was helping Papa, because some of it got pretty gruesome.
Yeah,
I'd almost faint and I'd go outside. And, huh? No, I didn't get for. I was helping him because he needed help. That's reason. Well, Dad was a great man to help people. And people didn't have much money in those days. And a fellow would maybe owe Papa $100 and he'd say, Doctor, I haven't got any money, but I got two hogs and I can get you 10 bushels of corn and 5 gallons of molasses. Papa said, all right, my boy will be down there on Saturday and pick it up. And I got up Saturday morning and hitched the mules to the wagon and went around everywhere. He gave me a list of how much to go get. And I said to Papa one day, I said, how much did old man Abbott owe you, Dad? He said, he owed me over $100. And I said, does he still owe you? He said, no. Said, when he sent me those two hogs and that corn and those molasses, he said that's all he had. So I marked his $150 bill paid. I said, well, why'd you do that? He said, well, son, if I didn't do that, if he owed me and somebody got sick, he wouldn't send for me. But he said, if he pays me, he'll send for me when he needs me. And that was the best he could do. So I accepted that. And that's the way he made a living. We had plenty of molasses. We had plenty of meat and chickens. We'd pick up chickens and they'd send corn.
Tell them